From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for April 10th, 2012. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Washington, D.C.
This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, we mull over the announcements and news from the WARE conference held last week in San Francisco. The event is about the business of location. So, how's business? What's hot? What's old news? We'll have a look after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Create high-quality 3D content from your existing GIS data with Esri City Engine. Download a free 30-day trial to begin today at esri.com/cityengine.
Now, the WARE conference is in its eighth year, and it's another stop on the calendar for many of the old guard and startup companies involved in geospatial technology. So first off, a quick question to you, Joe, as editor-in-chief of the magazine. We did not attend this year. Why not?
Certainly one of the things that we focus on at Directions is more of the, what I would call the application side, the business side of geospatial technology, not the consumer side. I believe WARE has many more presentations that are more geared towards the consumer aspects, the personal navigation side. It has certainly some presentations on what I would call foundation technology, which is good and which I would have liked to have seen, but it has trended towards the consumer side. We just can't cover everything at Directions, so I elected not to go to this year.
O'Reilly streamed many of the presentations online, live, but the coverage was really hit or miss by the tech media, and a lot of the geospatial media seemed to not be as engaged as maybe they had been in the past. So in looking over all of the coverage, what I was trying to do was tease out what struck me as significant or important announcements and maybe what was sort of less important or made me scratch my head and wonder why this was even being explored. So let me start off with one theme that I saw among a couple of the announcements that came out of the event. And maybe you'd consider this sort of one of those foundation technologies or ideas. And it's something very simple. It's this idea of taking a spreadsheet or a comma delimited file of data that has an address field and putting it on a map. And there were two announcements around that. Socrata, which is the company that does a lot of the data organization for state and federal portals, announced a new product that allowed you to basically do that. It's called Socrata Mondara, which makes me think of Nakuna Matata, and the name just kind of freaks me out. But basically, it allows you to grab some data, a KML or a shapefile, and map it. And it's very much an enterprise-y solution, again, geared toward state, federal, perhaps private organizations that have lots of data. And the other announcement was for a product called CartoDB, which in a sense is the same kind of thing. It's kind of described as a better solution for fusion tables, which are, for some people, just a simple way to take that table of data and put it on the map. Now, CartoDB is based on open source, and it's free in the web if you share your data. But if you don't share your data or you want to use lots of data, there's a fee. So there's a little bit of tweaking there. And I guess the third point I'll make about the importance of this very simple kind of offering is that I read just yesterday an article in Professional Surveyor about how to get the most out of ESRI's free ArcGIS Online, and it was all about how to take your table of data and put dots on the map. That, to me, is sort of a theme that we're running into here in 2012. We're still putting dots on the map and trying to find easier ways to put dots on the map.
Well, here's my thoughts on Socrata. I actually think the Socrata approach has real merit because I think they're addressing the need for better content management. And it's a concept that's gaining lots of traction in geospatial technology, and it's an approach that more solution providers, I think, need to adopt. Now, some would say that content management was always at the heart of geospatial data manipulation, but the tools to do so, I think, have gotten much better. And when you factor in that some of these content management solutions are using better search tools, better spatial manipulation tools, and better presentation tools, maybe putting them into like a dashboard approach like Socrata, I think that that has merit. So whether you think that this is just, you know, putting a different facade on a content management system, it still seems to address an issue that I think is becoming more pertinent, more important for a local government that doesn't have the time or the money to put a lot of emphasis and effort into things.
Well, and I don't disagree that it's essentially an add-on to the Socrata methodology. And if I understand correctly, the offering is $500 a month to use this Mandara, this mapping part of it. So it's interesting that Socrata decided to roll its own and offer its own add-on, if you will, then to work with Google Maps or an ESRI or anybody else.
Yeah, well, but isn't that the way it seems to be going? Is people have their enterprise tool, people are just putting different wrappers around it, or they're tweaking it in certain ways through adding on, you know, using a different API, for example, to get into the data. And that's what I found about WARE in general this year, was that there were these little tools that seemed to be popping up and introduced, nothing very revolutionary, maybe incrementally better, but I don't think there was anything that was a wow factor that I saw.
Now, so are you thinking of something like the ESRI connection to Excel for ArcGIS that was announced at the developer conference and then discussed again at WARE?
Well, that's one. The new geocoder for Foursquare was another. The My City Way app. I just don't find these things to be over the top. First of all, interesting, but also not very revolutionary. They're just like, for example, the My City Way to me is another social media app attempting to make check-ins and hyperlocal information more digestible. I don't think that that's any more revolutionary than we saw 4 or 5 years ago.
I also had that on my not particularly interesting, and certainly the geocoder from Foursquare, and this is if I understand this correctly, what this allows you to do is geocode to the city, and that's all? Is that what you understood as well?
Yeah, I don't. When I saw geocoder, I kind of like glazed over because I'm like, another geocoder? Do we need it? Not real good.
The term that you used, incremental, is really very appropriate. We had whatever big steps we had maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, specifically, I think, in location-based services. And now we're just adding very thin layers of frosting on top, and it's just not as exciting.
Well, and even a news outside of WARE, the things that are becoming that have been announced with augmented reality. You had a story on the Google Glass initiative. Again, that's incremental. There were Google goggles introduced a couple years ago, I guess. Matteo Layer doing augmented reality. I thought actually I'd see more about augmented reality at WARE, and I didn't see that much. But those all seem to be incremental steps along the way to utilizing more mobile location services. Maybe we've stalled. Maybe we've plateaued in many respects. There's nothing new to do with navigation other than put an augmented reality wrapper around things and look cool walking down the street.
Right, well, and maybe part of that is, I mean, I consider augmented reality moving data we already have to new platforms.
And right, it's a new mobile platform, right?
Right.
Whatever it is, glasses, tablets, mobile devices, whatever, it's just another way of visualization to me.
Right, well, I want to go back to one of the terms you used in describing the Socrata announcement, which was enterprise. Mm-hmm. And you started out by suggesting that this event was much more about the consumer space, but clearly the Socrata thing is not about the consumer space. It's about the enterprise space.
Right. But to me, it's also more about content management. And that is an element of the business aspect that's coming. I think it's great that it was announced and discussed at WARE. I would love to get Socrata at our location intelligence event because it is a more enterprise focus. And they're really, I think, attempting to do something, again, not revolutionary, but very, very helpful, I think, in the way that they would manage the content and visualize. But that's also the thing that I noted was that I would say about WARE is that they're very much focused on data display, tweaking visualization, and presentation of content, which I think there is a place to do that.
Well, let's go back to this event is about the business of geospatial. Did we learn anything about new business models or organizations making money?
Yeah, no, I would argue this is not a conference about the business side. It is a conference about one aspect of the business side. It is not the entire ecosystem of business and geospatial. So I would argue with you on that point. But again, to your point, I don't think we've learned much. Again, the businesses that are presenting their tools are contributing to the body of knowledge of how to do certain aspects of location, not the whole enchilada.
Well, I did see one little nugget of positive news on monetization, and that's that Waze is making money from its efforts, not in the United States, but where it started in Israel. So that's one little bright spot. And how much money they're making, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good positive in all of this. But who are still the big business players in this market? It is still Google, Microsoft, certainly Foursquare as well.
I have two more observations that I want to share. And one is about, I made a statement that this event is sort of another one on the calendar, the geospatial calendar, which can put organizations in a place where they have to say something, mm-hmm. right? So an organization like ESRI, which just had its developer conference,
right.
now comes to the WARE conference and maybe says a lot of the same kinds of things we've heard at the Federal User Conference, things that we've seen at the user conference last year, but they have to say something. And similarly for Google, I mean, this felt like there was an awful lot of content here that was just an update on the state of how Google and Google Maps were doing. It's an annual time where people provide their update.
Well, and I think this is an event that's entirely appropriate for Google to get up there to do that because they do focus so much on the consumer end. This would be a venue for them to talk more about monetization. Although I didn't see anything new about any of the things that they would, Google Earth Enterprise, it seems like they maybe perhaps missed an opportunity to talk more about things than they should have.
Right, and then they have other events coming up too, like Google I.O. And yeah. Again, there's this tension between, do you announce these things at your own event or at a more broad event like this WARE conference or at South by Southwest? I think part of this is just this, we have a whole lot of places to have these conversations and make these announcements.
Right. But if you are in the mobile space particularly and you're in the consumer space, I think WARE is still that event to focus on to make your announcements. If you're in the location space, I wouldn't be distracted by South by Southwest. I would think you're going to pick one of the geo events to do that. If you're in the business side, on the enterprise side, I would still think that our event is the one. If you're on the consumer side, you would pick WARE. If you're in the intelligence space, I would think the GEOINT conference is that event. And obviously, if you're an ESRI developer, you'd go to the UC. So you're going to have to pick your venues. Our economy isn't doing that great that you can go to every single one of these places. So pick your spots judiciously.
Right. And that's actually just another observation. All of the mobile, local, social applications that exploded or at least among the buzz at South by Southwest highlight, and there was a whole fleet of them, did not come up in any of the coverage I saw of this event.
Mm-hmm.
So they sort of had their big shining moment, and to my eyes, they've sort of gone dark again, which can happen no matter where you announce. The other observation I want to make is I'm seeing an awful lot more of the term WARE. Now, this conference was originally called WARE 2.0, and this year it's just the WARE conference, or it's referred to as WARE 2012, because, of course, we're going to have future ones, and that's fine. But this past week, Nokia started talking about its WARE platform, that is, mm-hmm. its developer platform, and I also saw an announcement from ESRI inviting people to the user conference this summer, which said, and I quote, "Join us in San Diego to learn how ArcGIS 10.1 makes it easier than ever to extend the power of WARE to the cloud." And I thought, wow, again, 2012, and WARE is the word.
Well, it's one of the words, and there's not too many other words you could use to describe location. You could use the word location. You could use the word geospatial, but geospatial gets kind of convoluted. So what word are you going to pick? And it comes down to, I think, a few. And where is one of them?
And where is hot. Even though there is, in fact, a company called Where now.
Well, and then, of course, there was the Where app.
That's same there. Company, right?
Mm-hmm. You could say that that's a key word, or you could say that that's going to introduce more confusion. And so the louder you shout will be the person who gets the most attention.
Well, I don't disagree on that from a marketing standpoint. On the other hand, the term Where has a simpleness and an accessibility that I think even location or geospatial or geolocation or spatial don't have.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree. That's. I think the way when we were framing our event, I wanted something away from GIS, away from geospatial, which is why I would prefer the term location. And I think Where is certainly in that category of being a simple to use and understand a word that if you were to put it to somebody, they would get it. So you get Where, you get location. It's a little harder to sit down with somebody and explain geospatial.
Exactly. And I think, well, hats off to Tim O'Reilly. He named his event Well some years ago, and maybe that's finally sort of rubbing off on our industry, which can be kind of quirky and hold tight to its traditions and its academic underpinnings. And here all of a sudden we're maybe getting a little more comfortable with the more colloquial terms to describe what it is we do.
And I think it's important to do that if you want to further and enhance the value of the technology. Not just talk about it in quirky little ways and little consumer apps, but really put the power and the punch of location and the power of place in its rightful domain and get it more out there and more consumed.
That's all the time we have for today. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that registration is open for the ESRI International User Conference, which will be held July 23rd to 27th in San Diego, California. Attend the conference to gain new skills, learn best practices, and get your technical questions answered. For more information and to register to attend, visit esri.com/UC.
And from us here at Directions, we'd like to point you to our webinar series. You can find out more information about all of the things that we've got going on and register for the next event at directionsmag.com/webinars.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.